And now, before we leave the air, I'd like to introduce to our listeners a couple of Blood Brothers employees who are with me here in the studio this evening. First, here's Dewey Kemp. What's your position with the company, Mr. Kemp?
Assistant purchasing agent.
Uh-huh. And what are your duties?
Oh, I buy tools and machinery.
What are some of the kinds of tools that you buy for Blood Brothers, Mr. Kemp?
Drills, reamers, jigs, and fixtures.
Drills and reamers and all sorts of fixtures of that sort. How long did you say you had worked for Blood Brothers?
Approximately 27 years.
27 years. That's a long time. You came with the company then shortly after they came to Allegan?
That's right.
Have you a family, Mr. Kemp?
Yes, I have two daughters.
And did you tell me before the broadcast that both of them had at one time or another worked at Blood Brothers?
That's right. One of them works there now.
Does the company employ quite a few women?
Oh, very few now, since the war.
I suppose most of the people who work at Blood Brothers have to have quite a high degree of skill, do they not?
To a certain degree, yes.
You know, Mr. Kemp, I suppose you see a lot of the shop out there at Blood Brothers, and I've heard from a good many factories and shops in Western Michigan these days that there's been quite an exodus in the last week or 10 days for the men who go up deer hunting. Has that happened at your plant?
That's right.
There have been quite a few of your men who have gone.
Quite a few.
Have you heard from any of them? Have any of them had any luck?
Just one. Huey Bridgman claimed that he shot his deer 10 minutes after arriving in the woods.
That's a pretty good story, don't you think?
Yes, it is. From Huey.
Well, that's fine. We hope that all of them get back safe and sound from what we've been reading in the paper and hearing over the radio about casualties in the North Woods. One is a little bit worried about that sort of thing. Well, we're very happy to have had you with us, Mr. Kemp, and to have had a word from you to our radio listeners.